Yes.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. May I please speak with Nicolas Felicione?
Yeah, what is this in regards to?
We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. So before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
No, I'm not driving, but what is this about?
We're conducting a survey about public education in New Jersey.
So okay.
In which state do you currently live?
New Jersey.
And first, do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
In the city of Camden.
And what is the zip code where you live, just to make sure we speak to all the areas?
08105.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office or no?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association, or no?
No.
And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
Born in 1961.
And one of the following best describes you, just for quality purposes of the call, a man or a woman?
Oh, man.
Thank you. And just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Well, you could say Latino. I'm Italian, which that's where the language originated at. Latin came from Rome, which is now Italy.
Okay. Thank you. And so, for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Will you say Caucasian or white? African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
I'm Italian.
But just from the list, Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
I guess you would say Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I took courses, night school for college. I had a degree in Department of Environmental Protection. I had 3 state licenses.
Thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
And now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on the next one, okay? The first one on
okay.
The list is the mayor, Big Carstar Fan. Do you recognize the name? Big Carstar Fan?
Yes, he's doing a good job.
Very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And the next one, teachers unions in general. How would you rate teachers unions? Very favorable, somewhat, or unfavorable?
Teachers union, I don't know too much about that.
But just based on what you know about teachers unions.
I mean, the children seem to be educated, so they must be doing an okay job.
Okay, somewhat favorable, not very. Maybe somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one, State Assemblyman Bill Spearman. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, Spearman? But I'm not familiar with any accomplishments or accolades he's had so far.
Okay. And the next one, Camden School Superintendent Katrina McCombs. Do you recognize the name, Katrina McCombs?
Yeah, that's like I said, I don't study this, so I know the school system is it's adequate. The school system is adequate. Yeah, from what I see, it's adequate. The children look better than they did when I was a kid in this neighborhood. So yeah, the school, I would say, I don't know, so I'll say somewhat. I would say somewhat.
Okay, not very, but somewhat. And the next one, State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez. Nilsa Cruz Perez. Very
favorable.
Somewhat.
Very favorable.
The last three. Former Mayor Frank Moran.
Very favorable.
The next one, State Assemblyman Bill Mowen. Bill Mowen.
I can't say. I don't know. I know the Frankie, the mayor, he was in our community quite a bit. A lot of hands on. He was good. This other guy, I don't know. I have to say somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. Bill Mowen.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay. And the next, Governor Phil Murphy. How will you rate Governor Phil Murphy? Very favorable, somewhat, or unfavorable?
Somewhat
favorable. And now I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. And again, please just tell me as I read each one if your opinion is favorable, somewhat favorable, or unfavorable. And if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, okay? Just four.
Okay.
The first one, traditional public schools in Camden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, the next one, Renaissance Schools in Camden. Renaissance.
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Public charter schools in Camden.
Very favorable.
And the next one, private and parochial schools in Camden.
Very favorable.
And would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are not too different from each other? Somewhat different, very different from each other, or would you say these are two different ways to describe the same types of school?
They're somewhat different, not totally different, somewhat.
And what are some of the differences between public charter and Renaissance schools for you? Anything that comes to your mind?
Well, the Renaissance is, from what I've seen, it seems to be more focused on liberal arts, you know, creativity. The charter schools focus more on intelligence and trying to get a more highly educated student. Whereas the Renaissance they want to expand the mind as well as they also want to focus on intelligence, but they're trying to expand the mind in different directions. Not just focused on getting an A.
Okay. Just let me record that very fast. I need to record everything verbatim. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important for us.
Is that it?
Just
hello.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Really, thank you for your time. We're 75% of the survey. Just 2 minutes more or three. Everyone has the same information. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of schools. Knowing this, would you say that public charter schools or Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools, not too different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, or very different from traditional public schools?
Somewhat different.
And what are some of the differences between public charter or Renaissance schools and traditional public schools?
They all have their differences in the application of how they establish the learning. They all have different platforms their original agenda platform is basically, it's all the same, but it's coming with some of it's more heartfelt. They give explanations. I've seen speeches and, I'd say the regular school is like a military boot camp, but not that harsh, but you know what I mean? It's like, that's your standard. And then these other types of schools, they have different ways of applying, their methods on the kids, but you know, the end result is similar. But the children could come out depending on, you know, the teachers there differently.
Thank you. Thank you. Just let me record that. Would you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the ground track in general?
It's headed in the right direction.
And
any education goes in the right direction.
Okay. And who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Camden? The school board, the state legislature, the governor, the mayor of Camden, the teachers' union, or the superintendent and school district officials? I would say
it's a collaboration of all of them working, you know, from different platforms or different, you know, if they're coming in together, they can't do it without each other. It has to be done together or it won't work.
Yeah, and good answer. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? It's very important, somewhat, not that important, or not at all?
That's very important.
And do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A little. Just a little. There's always room for improvement. Always room for improvement.
And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charters and renaissance schools here in Camden? Strongly oppose, somewhat favor, or strongly favor that?
Of increasing the number, you said?
Yeah, increasing the number of public charter and renaissance schools here in Camden.
Yes, they should increase them, yes.
Okay. Strongly favor or just somewhat favor?
No, I strongly favor. You know, the more places for them to go and more options the children have, the better it is for them.
And now we're almost done. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter and renaissance schools. And please just tell me if you think that it describes a public and renaissance schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter and renaissance schools at all. The first one says that are tuition free. What do you think? Describes very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all, public charter schools?
They are tuition free, you said, right?
Yes. Describes very well,
that's good.
Somewhat, or not so well.
I agree with that. You said to me if they should be free or they should be, or should not be.
Are tuition free, public charter schools? What do you think? This phrase.
That's fine. That's good.
Very well. And
yes, that's
school,
yes.
What do you think? Very well, somewhat well, and not too well.
I think it's good that they're tuition free.
Okay. The next phrase or is are open to all. What do you think? It describes very well, somewhat well, or not too well. Public charter.
Open to all. They should have a discretionary board. You know, some children may not be suitable for certain schools, then, you know, they only, it depends on their behavior and their past record.
Do you think these cards very well, somewhat well, or not too well? Public charter schools that are open to all.
I would say yes, they should be open to all. Yes, they should be until there's a reason not to allow them.
Okay. The next phrase are public schools. The phrase "our public schools" describes very well, somewhat well, or not too well, the public charter schools.
From what I've seen, it looks like they're doing very well.
Okay. And help improve the entire public school system describes very well, somewhat well, or not too well.
What was that? Help improve it?
Help improve the entire public school system. The public charter schools discuss very well, somewhat well, or not too well. The phrase.
I see. I don't understand what you're saying because the phone is going in and out. But
I'm going to read that this phrase is that might describe public charter and renaissance schools. So if you think that it describes public charter very well, somewhat well, or not too well, the phrase in specific is help improve the entire public school system.
Describe very well.
Public
very schools. Well.
Okay.
Very well.
Next
very well.
Phrase, serve mostly low-income students. Describes very well, somewhat well, or not too well. Public charter school.
I only heard low-income students. What was the first one?
Serve most low-income students. Serve most.
Oh, very well, very well.
Okay.
That's very well,
and
very well.
Then the last one, serve mostly students of color. Describes very well, somewhat well, or not too well. Public charter schools.
Well, that's fine if they want to. They just, they want to. That's kind of a prejudice thing,
somewhat
to say
well
that.
Or very well.
Well, the majority of people are of color in Camden, so that wouldn't apply. The majority of people in Camden are of color. The minority is people that are not of color.
So
that question really does.
Somewhat well, the public charter schools that serve mostly students of color.
Oh, yeah, because it does, not because anything to do with race, because it does.
Okay. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has not it changed one way or the other?
I'm in favor of public schools as well. I went to public school, and I went to parochial school. I had a much better experience.
Just the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more, or has not changed one way or the other?
Well, it hasn't changed at all, but they closed my school down that I went to. Two schools in my area.
Any candidate running for office supporter increasing the number of public charter and renouncing schools in Camden, will you be more likely to vote for them or less likely? Or will it have no effect on your vote?
More likely to vote for them.
And thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. But how about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, or always?
Sometimes, because I'm disabled. I have a hard time getting out of the house. And I just recently learned about mail-in ballots, the mail-in.
Okay. And lastly, the following statement about community referred to your neighborhood, and please tell me as I read each one of if the following statement represent how you feel about this community. Just three statements. Just tell me very well, somewhat well, or not too well. The first statement
very
about
well.
Your community, improvements to local schools will make me feel better about this community. Very well,
yes.
Somewhat well, or not too well.
Very well.
And the last two. Increasing the availability of public charter and Renaissance schools will improve local schools in my community. Very well, some of
very
those
well.
Are not. And the last
very
one,
well.
I am satisfied with the local school choices in my community.
Satisfied with the school itself, where it's at, the availability of the school? Is that what you're saying?
School choices. In your community, the local school choices in your community. Are you satisfied?
I'm not sure about that because the schools I went to closed down. There's one down on State Street and River Road, but
okay.
I don't have any children, so I don't know who goes there. I don't know what's the grade though.
No problem. And the last two questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
No, I'm disabled.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself, or are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, Independent, or something else?
I went Independent because of all this craziness going on with the president and his family and the smoking crack and the sun and all that. I don't want to be involved in anything like that. That's a bad example for the children.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. You're welcome, sir. Bye. Thank you. Bye.